Okay, my message today is kind of what we call maintenance or taking inventory. There's a few loose strings that are left hanging from various malachos in terms of kosher and in terms of tofer. So let's just discuss this very briefly. In terms of malach of kosher, so there is a discussion about what happens if you tie one knot on one string onto itself. A mushal, let's say your tzitzis begin to unravel and you tie a knot at the end, are you going to be chayiv in that case? Now, what we pointed out in our youth when we said shirim is that this lacha'ora is taloi in the general hakira regarding the malacha of kosher. Is kosher a malacha of chibur, or is kosher a malacha of asiyas hakesher? No? Now, if it's a malacha of chibur, so presumably there is no chibur involved when you attach a string onto itself. However, if the nature of the malacha is asiyas hakesher, so one could argue that pekahai gavna, you're going to be chayiv. It is possible, of course, that the tzitzis case is not a great example of this also, because in tzitzis, what we really have is... In tzitzis, what we really have is that you have many little strings in the tzitzis, and by tying it together, what you're doing is you are involved in some malacha of chibur. There are more paskins that even though ordinarily to be chai for kosher, you need shnei kesharim zeh al zeh, that's only kesher kosher shnei devar biyachad. I'm also kesher echad berosh. In other words, the Ramos Psach is that you are going to be chayiv, or I should say more chayiv. If you tie one string onto itself, you're going to be more chayiv than if you tie two things together. If I tie two things together, the Ramos says, you need shnei sharim zal gabze, you need a double knot. But if you tie one string onto itself, so Ramah says you're going to be chayiv even with a single knot. And the Ramah quotes this from the Smag. And the Smag in turn is quoting this from the Yerayim. And if you look in the Yerayim, we discussed this a bit this morning in Seder. If you look in the Yerayim in Simin Resh Ayin Dalet, there are a few things that you notice. First of all, the Lashon of the Yerayim is completely messed up, no? And the Hagos on the bottom of the Yerayim in the Toach Hoser Aim, he points out that just like this Yerayim does not read at all. It's like he's saying something about tying one knot, one string onto itself, and it's not abundantly clear what it's saying. The way we have the Yerayim, it sounds like you're going to be chayiv. But one thing that is clear from the Yerayim is that the Yerayim understands the Gemara a little bit deloy kipshutai. You see, the Gemara says, Toifer, how are you going to be chai for Toifer? Aye, it's not Kayam. And for the Gemara, Vahusha Kisharan. The Yerayim understands, Vahusha Kisharan means that you take that one string, it's good that, like as Orthodox Jews, we have strings often, it makes it easier, no? So I take that one string, says the Yerayim, and after I sew, I tie it onto itself, I tie one part of the string to the other part of the string. Like this, no? For the Yerayim, the tzir in the Gemara of Husha Kisharon is you take that one string that you tied and you kind of go around the fabric, no? And you're tying it onto itself. That's the way the Yerayim understands it. Now, what does that mean for the Yerayim? There seems to be a machlokes, and the Avnei Nezer in Kuf Pei, and Simon Kuf Pei points this out, seems to be a machlokes, have you shown him how to understand the Yerayim? The Yerayim is saying that the tzir in the Gemara is I take that string and I tie the right side of the string to the left side of the string. No? What would happen if I just tie a knot on the end of the string, like what we do with our tzitzis? What would happen in that case? It's not clear. The Ran's version of the Yerayim, on Lamed Beis, on Bedape Harif, the Ran's version of the Yerayim sounds like Kesher Echad, you're not going to be chayiv. Categorically, no? The Ran's version is that you're not chayiv kesher echad, it has to be a kesher agave kesher, and even if it's one string onto itself, you get an impression from the Ran, with the shame, the Yerayim, that you're not going to be chayiv. You get the same impression from the Mordechai's presentation of this Yireim. It's not really the Mordechai, it's the Hagos Mordechai. The Hagos Mordechai, and again, the Lashon is a little unclear. The Hagos Mordechai says, Kesher Echad Einai Kesher, Ad Kan Devarav. And you get the impression that's a categorical statement, even unto itself. The Samag, however, says that you're going to be chayiv kesher echad unto itself. Now, if I assume that you're not chayiv kesher echad unto itself, so then the Gemara is much easier. You see, our Gemara says that you're chayiv for tofer, and we have a kasha. Why are you only chayiv for tofer? Why are you chayiv for tofer? I is natural kayyum. And the answer is, v'husha kishara. Now, if you tie it, so isn't there also a halacha of kosher? How come you're only chayiv for tofer? So the answer might be that I'm taught, like we saw in the Ritva, in answers 2 and 3 of the Ritva, the answer might be that that's exactly what the Yireim is getting at. If the Ran is correct, that tying one string onto itself is not kasher, is not the lach of kasher, but the kahai gavna going to be chai for tofer. So that would mean that when I put my string into the hole, I tie a knot so it doesn't come out. I finish, I tie one knot, it shouldn't come out. I'm tying the same string onto itself twice, and that seems to be the Rashi learns the Gemara. And Ken Zayin, that all of these Rishonim would be saying, Rashi learns the Gemara this way, the Rabbi might learn the Gemara this way. All these Rishonim might be saying that you're not chayiv, one knot onto itself. However, the Smag's version of the Yireim is that avada yechayiv, one knot onto itself. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that you're tying the two strings together and you're still chayiv mishum tofer, and it's not going to be a full chayiv kosher because it is only one knot, not a double knot. And that's how the Rambam paskins. But what should emerge la halacha is that there are many mishainim who are saying that you're not chayiv if you tie a string onto itself. No? There are many Rishonim who'd say that you're not going to be chayiv. The way Rashi learns, Shekashar Shnei Rashi Hachot, I could learn Rashi exactly like this. That what Rashi is telling me is that I'm not chayiv mishum kasher. Why? Because I'm kasher Shnei Rashi Hachot. And that's not a kesher. A kesher has to be when you tie two things together. If I just tie the string onto himself, Ken Zayin, you're not going to be chayiv. And that's the way the Ran has the Yireim, and that would be against the Ramah, who's Machmir. Now, this might be a potential limud zechus on what many people do, which is wrong. What they're doing is wrong, because the Ramah's Machmir on this. But many people tie garbage bags on Shabbos, or you put challah in them. We spoke about this in the Beis Medrash briefly. You have your challah after the Friday night Seudah, you don't want it to go stale, so you put it in a plastic bag. How do you make sure that the challah remains fresh in the plastic bag? So we spoke last time, about baggy ties. But das eichet is a shayla. Not so posh that baggy ties are mutter, right? So what do? So some people take the bag and they twist it around itself and they tie a knot. Is that mutter? Is that mutter? Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam paskins, don't do it. The Rambam paskins that we're more machmir on the... Right, when you tie something onto itself, then you are otherwise. But the way we're learning, and I think it's a shtickle maduyik and Rashi this way, and one version of the Yireim is saying precisely this, that means that you're not going to be chayiv in that situation, and that might be a limud zechus on minag ha'olam. So I said this to Rabbi Sabalovsky this morning. Rabbi Sabalovsky said, I have a better limud zechus. The truth of the Maril Diskin. No, Maril Diskin truth. I'm like, what are you talking about? So Sabalovsky tells me like this, you know, I didn't have a chance to look it up inside, but I trust Rabbi Sabalovsky because he's a master Talmud Chacham. And he tells me, you know, on Yom HaKippurim, there is a Lashon Shel Zahuris that they would tie on the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach before they push it off the cliff. And Nishalat HaSheilah, correct the Maharil Diskin, what's the heter to violate the Malach of Kesher when you put the Lashon Shel Zahuris?
It's part of the avodah.
So apparently it's not really part of the avodah because there are many doros that they stopped tying the lashon shel zahuris because Klal Yisrael wasn't on the madreika, didn't become white anymore. This was there just to show Klal Yisrael, to demonstrate that our sins were atoned for. That the main doros that they didn't tie the lashon shel zahuris. So if that's the case, what's the heter? What's the heter to tie the Lashon Shel Zahuris? Now, it could be that the heter is just in Metzius, that after they push the Sa'ir off the cliff, the Kesher would get undone anyway, and consequently it was a Kesher She'ena Shel Kayoma in Gansin. It could be that's the Pshat. But the Maharil Diskin apparently says that he thinks it can't be the Malach of Kesher, because Kesher has to be something that will remain intact over time. But something that you'll throw out afterwards can sign that's not going to be the malacha of kosher. Im kainim hadavarim, so maybe that's the teretz for our challah bags, or our garbage bags, no? That maybe something that you'll throw out afterwards has nisht a malacha of kosher. This is, of course, what they discuss in the with respect to the malacha of tofer. You know, after you diaper the baby, so the minig during the week is that you seal the diaper up. No? And then you throw it in the garbage. On Shabbos, many poskim feel, don't seal that diaper up at all, because then it becomes a real kayoma issue, and that would be an iser. According to this Maharil Diskin, maybe we have a lima zuchus on sealing the diaper up also, because something that you throw out, it's like the Lashon Shel Zahuris, right? You're going to throw it out after, so therefore, maybe it's going to be mutter b'kahai gavna. Ad kan devarav. Interesting ka'ara of Rabbi Sabalowski, yes.
But the
diaper
is a shavu
tofer, not shavu tofer. It's a very rough dimin, right? And tofer is more machmir, because by tofer, tzvi rabbi, ain't a shokayama.
Clearly that shokayama is part.
Correct. Enochanami. Oh, fine. Let's talk again about the malacha of tofer. The din is that tofer requires tofer shtei tefiros. Yesh la'ayin, what's the lumdus of tofer shtei tefiros? Is it the pshat that pachos mishtei tefiros is not tofer at all? And shtei tefiros is a shear in the malacha of tofer? Again, there are different ways of saying it. Either pachos mishtei tefiros is not tofer at all, or it is tofer, but it's not enough to be chayiv. Alternatively, you could say that shtei tefiros is a shi'ur of chizuk. It's a shi'ur of how tight something is, no? Maybe that's the din. Now, this chakira can be plugged into some of the svarim, can be plugged into some of the divrei ha'achronim in very interesting ways. Minchas Chinuch writes, yesh lehistapik, tofer shtei tefiros. One of the tefiros is over here, and one of the tefiros is over here. Am I going to be chayiv? I have one baguette, one piece of cloth. I tie one stitch here, one stitch here. Am I chayiv? Minchas Chinuch says, I'm a suffik. L'cha'ora, the suffik of the Minchas Chinuch is precisely this nekuda. What's the nature of shtei tefiros? If it's a din in chizuk, so then one over here, l'cha'ora, there's no additional chizuk. But if it's just a shi'ur, so one could argue, perhaps, they're going to be chayiv. You know, there's another din of Tayfer that makes it in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Mem. In Shin Mem, it says, the end of Shin Mem, if you medabek niyaros, if you stick paper together with some glue, it's a tolda of Tayfer. That's a Rambam. That medabek niyaros is a tolda of Tayfer. Mishnah Brura writes that medabek niyaros, which is a tod of tofer, zuck the Rambam, zuck the Mishnah Brura. That we're talking about that you did a shi'ur of shtei tefiros ba'alma. No? The Mishnah Brura writes, "Mistavra de shi'uro gamkein kimo tofer dahainu shi'ur beis tefiros l'chiyuv." Right. So when I'm gluing paper together, the Zakeh Mishnah Brura, how much glue, how much space on the paper, the amount that shtei tefiros would usually be. Right. So it's probably not very much. Although again, it's so hard to be mishaer. Because tefiros, it depends on how good I am, it depends on what I'm sewing, the thickness of the material, the thickness of the needle. Right? There are so many variables, but shtei in Mishnah Brura, that you need the shi'ur of shtei tefiros. The Mishnah Berurah writes, by the way, that he has a raya from the Gemara earlier that Tofer is a din not only on begadim, because the Gemara spoke about Haiman de Abed Chalsa. If you make a basket out of these twigs, so you can be chayiv yud gimel, and right, lapume yichayiv 13. Those additional malachos are tofer and kosher. The Rashi learns. Aye, we're talking about twigs. Apparently, zakhni mishnah brura yichayiv even on tofer for hard substances. Minchas chinuch disagrees with the mishnah brura in two nekudas. The Minchas Chinuch, at the end of Meleches HaKorea, this Minchas Chinuch is not in Tofer, it's in Korea. The Minchas Chinuch says that you're not chayiv on Tofer by Devarim Kishichem. Tofer and Korea, both. You're only chayiv on soft items. If something is hard, solid, there is no Tofer, as of the Minchas Chinuch. Well. Aye, what about the Gemara? So apparently, and I saw this in the footnotes on the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, it's a pretty poshut thing. The Minchas Chinuch is going to say that we're not talking about real wood. You see, we're talking about someone who's making a basket. Remember basket weaving, it's a course that they don't offer in NYU anymore. But basket weaving means that you have reeds. It's not a hard substance. It's soft, it's ke'ilu, it's like a baguette, no? It's very foldable, it's malleable, you can move it here, there, and everywhere, no? So maybe that's why the Minchas Chinuch is going to learn the Gemara. Then Minchas Chinuch has another nekuda of machlokes with him and the Mishnah Berurah. Minchas Chinuch taines that by toifer of medabek niyaros, so any tiny amount of glue is going to be chayiv. You don't need the shear of shtei tefiris. The Minchas Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch by Tofer. I don't need the shear of shtei tefiros. Now, l'cha'ora, what the Minchas Chinuch means with this second point is that the shear of shtei tefiros is a shear of chizuk. How tight does it have to be? And zot the Minchas Chinuch. Well, shtei tefiros is usually the shear of tightness, but by medavik liyaros, it could be extremely tight if it is just a tiny amount of glue, no? In fact, if you really know how to glue things, you know that you use less glue, right, rather than more glue. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch is saying, any tiny amount of glue. Now, what emerges, I think, is like a shtickle steamer on the Minchas Chinuch, according to my way of learning. The Afarej et Sichati, I'll explain what I mean. The Minchas Chinuch is a suit. We have two possibilities. What's a shiur of shtei tefiros? Either it's a shiur, or it's a din in chizuk. The Minchas Chinuch is nemigon, it's a din in chizuk. Therefore, gluing paper together, yichayim on a kol shehu. Yet, the Minchas Chinuch himself entertains the possibility that you're going to be chayiv shtei tefiros if I have one over here and one over there. Right? If it's a din in chizuk, you can't be chayiv like a haigavna. Right? Yet, the Minchas Chinuch entertains you're going to be chayiv. Hanir lafin is daiti, then the Minchas Chinuch has either a shtickle stira, or he is saying that both possibilities are potentially correct, I don't know. But this seems to be an interesting ha'ara. Comes along Moshe Brown in the Sefer Tevas Moshe, and he says, Azoi. You see, he does what we call like the reductio ad absurdum argument. If we're right, we being the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that there's tefira even on hard substances, right? For the Mishnah Berurah has a raya from Chalsa. We pointed out Minchas Chinuch, but Mishnah Berurah has a raya from Chalsa. There's tefira even on hard substances. If that's the case, so Zot Rabbi Brown, we know that the opposite of the Malach of Tofer is the Malach of Korea. So that would mean that when I chop wood on Shabbos, I should be chayiv for Korea. What? Isn't that like nutty? Totally nutty! You're chayiv for Korea. Right, we spoke about the round in Beitza, that if you chop wood very fine, so then you could be in violation of the Malach of Tochein. Right? But no one entertained that you could be chayiv for Korea. Yesh la'ayin, maybe you could be chayiv for Korea in this situation. Now, L'cha'oira. L'cha'oira, it's not abundantly clear. Based on the Yesod...
So the
chilta
and the gemara,
that's the Mishnah Berurah's raya. So that there is tefer and a hard substance, right. But that would mean that there's also korea on a hard substance, and that seems to be highly unlikely. It happens that the Lashon HaRambam is trying to find where this Rambam is. The Lashon HaRambam about medabek niyaros, that when you stick paper together, that you're going to be chayiv. And this is the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, says that medabek niyaros is a tolda of teifer. No? One could argue that maybe this is the point. You see, medabek niyaros is a tolda of tofer because it's similar in totsa'ah, even though it's not similar in pu'ula. If I am breaking niyaros up, I'm ripping paper, right? I'm ripping papers that are stuck together. Or I'm breaking wood. Am I going to be chayiv in that case? You see, in that situation, that would be almost a double tolda. Right? Well, you can tell me it's kireya. But it's also not kireya amenas litvar. One could argue that because of this double removal from the real iser, so one could argue that b'kahai gavna, you're not going to be chayiv. I think the lashon that it's a tolda indicates it's a tolda because it's similar in pu'ula. But when I break it up, is that a tolda of kireya? Kireya means I'm ripping these stitches apart. I'm separating it so that I could tie it back up together. That I could sew it together again. I don't know if that would be correct with respect to chopping wood. Again, you have to think about these svaros a lot, but hanira lafi anis daiti, that it would be difficult. It would be difficult to assume that you should be you can violate Korea for chopping wood on Shabbos. I think the way Rabbi Brown writes it is that Zedov or Zar Ma'od. It would be very weird that you can be Chayim. I think that is correct. Okay. So this is what we have in terms of Toifer. Now Yesh La'ayin also. The Gemara says I'm chay for chalta because in that case, again, the Gemara says I chay te lepume, I'm going to be chay for tofer, right? What's the situation of chay te lepume? L'cha'ora, chay te lepume might also mean that you make a safa, that you make a edge on the basket. That's why Rashi seems so. And it's not that you're doing it on the wood itself. The whole rai of the Mishnah Berurah is difficult. But b'kitzer, I don't know. We're trying to question whether you're chay mishum korea if you break the wood apart. I could hear that you're chay for tofer, right? If you glue it together, but korea I think is much more difficult. Did I make you more confused or less confused? More confused. But you know, we could discuss it here, Hashem. I should point out that Monday might be difficult to have shir because it's a yontiv erev yontiv, right? So the Yantav of Memorial Day, Erev Yantav of Shavuos, so it might be difficult, so I'm inclined that we won't have Shir on Monday, we'll pick up again after Yantav of Yitzhak Hashem. Okay, let's go weiter. After the Gemara speaks about Tofer, and the fact that Tofer requires... One more Indian to just discuss very briefly. Tofer shteit firis, and you don't tie it. You don't tie a knot. Is that considered Tofer at all? Now, this is probably totally in the machlokas have shown them. When you tie the knot, are you chayv mishum tofer and mishum kosher, or you're only chayv mishum tofer? If you hold that by tying the knot, you're only chayv mishum tofer, so the pashtus is that there's no chiyuv of tofer at all It's not considered tofer if you don't tie that knot. Alternatively, we could say that no, tofer shtei tefiris without a knot is tofer. It's just tofer she'eino miskayim. And like we mentioned, it's super duper eino miskayim as we cut on Shabbos.
But maybe for other areas of Havala where there's a din of tofer, maybe you could be kayim in that situation.
This issue, the Taz points out in Yenidea Simin Shin, Sifkat and Gimel, is machlokes in the Rosh and the Rambam, no? The Rambam holds that you're going to be chayiv on tofer by Tim'ayim, right? If I have a Beged Semer and a Beged Pishtim, and I sew them together, Shua Tovo Yvanoz is the din of Shatn, is the din of Tim'ayim. If I sew it together and I have Shtei Tefiris without a knot, so the Rambam says that's really bad. That's Kilayim. The Rush says no, it's only Kilayim if you tie the knot. Now, that would mean Lecha'ora that for the Rambam, the din of Shtei Tefiros is by definition Tefer. One Tefira is nothing, at least on the level of the Oraisa. Two Tefiris is Tofer throughout Halacha. However, on Shabbos, I have an additional requirement of Miskayim, which does not exist by Kilayim. And therefore, the Rambam would say you're going to be Chayim on Kilayim. The Rush would say, no, you're not going to be Chayim on Kilayim. Because the Rush would say, without the knot, it's not called Tefira at all. That Lecha'ora is true. Now, for the Rambam, two stitches is going to be chayiv with a knot, or three stitches without a knot. No? That's what the Rambam writes. That by Tefer, three stitches without a knot is going to be chayiv. Lecha'ora, what the Rambam means is that that third stitch makes it miskayim. And there, the way we're learning, therefore what emerges is when I have that third stitch, I'm chayiv for the other two. Because that third stitch makes the other two miskayim. I have two ways of making it miskayim. Either it becomes miskayim by tying a knot, right? Or it becomes miskayim al yidei that third stitch. This is the Lashon HaRambam. Tofer shtei tefiris is chayiv, who shekash ha-rashay ha-chut mikan ha-mikan, kedei shetamer ha-tefira v'lo t'shamet. Avam tofer yeser al shtei tefiris, if you tie more than two stitches, avam yishalo kashar chayiv. Sha'arei miskayem es ha-tefira. Right? The third stitch makes it a tefira that is miskayem. There is a din tefira, and a din tefira miskayem. Right? And that third stitch is necessary to make it miskayim. And therefore, for the Rambam, it's considered a din tefira, even with two stitches, and it's what she tasso in Yerudei Yisrael Shen.
So the Rambam says, that the yardstick is chizuk, that's a mine.
Possibly, right. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch, at least, we wanted to say there's like a shtiklus tira in the Minchas Chinuch, some this nekuda, but yes. Right? Perhaps that would, that this is connected to that previous conversation. Absolutely. Oh. Let's talk about the Hemshech HaGemara. Right? The Gemara then speaks about Korea. Correct the Gemara, where do they have Kriya B'Mishkan? So we answer that when you have a Yeria, that gets a worm in the urea, and there's like a hole because of that worm in the urea. So you have to rip a little bit underneath in order to be able to sew it afterwards. And that is the case of Kriya in the Mishkan. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara has another line, Amrav Zutra Batuvia Amarav, Moseach Chut Shel Tefira B'Shabbos is Chayiv Chatos. If you pull the tefira string, you're chayiv chatos. It's a din d'oraisa, your mamash chayiv carbon. Now, why are you chayiv if you're moseach echut shel tefira? Rashi learns that the beged is already tafur, but it's beginning to come apart, no? And when you pull the string and you pull the parts of the beged together, so therefore, you're going to be chayiv, zuhi tfirasol v'chayiv, azoy shteyn rashi. That is the tofer. Now, the Bais Yosef points out where this din appears in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem Se'if Vav, The Beis Yosef quotes in the Hagos Mordechai that, one second, you're going to tell me that you're chayiv for pulling the string? I don't you need a kesher? How can you be chayiv mibli kesher? So zok the Hagos Mordechai. At least the Beis Yosef says the Hagos Mordechai says this. If you look in the Hagos Mordechai bifnim, hanir lofi in istaiti, that you don't see this particularly clearly. But the Beis Yosef quotes in the Hagos Mordechai that you only chayiv if there is a kesher. Now, obviously, if the Rambam is correct, that when you have more than two strings, you chayiv without a kesher, so then Mosea Chutzot Tfira could be teaching me precisely that din. That I'm chayiv even without a knot. No one says, no one besides that Hagos Mordechai, which may not say it himself, but no one says you have to tie a knot. So the case might be because you have three strings. Now, Shulchan Aruch, three stitches. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Siflov says, Chutzot Tfira, that opens up, you're not allowed to pull it because of Taifer. It doesn't say that the case is that you tied a knot. Everybody asks, Mechaber, you're the one who tells me that you need the knot. You called Hagos Mordechai in the Beis Yosef, so how come over here you don't see you need a knot in Shulchan Aruch? So, the Eliyahu Rabba has two answers. Answer one of the Eliyahu Rabbans of Katan Tesvav is that there's only two strings, and what we're saying is that it's Isura Miha Ika. It's an Isser, meaning an Isser Derabbanan. To be Chayiv, you need a knot. Without the knot, it's still going to be also midrabbanan. Now, this is a possible pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, but if we're going back to the Gemara, it's not shayach, no? Because the Gemara says that yichayev chatas. So the Eliyahu Rabba comes along with another explanation. The Eliyahu Rabba says, oh, like we said a few minutes ago, that there are many different stitches over here, and when you pull it, you're going to be chayev even without a kesher. And the Eliyahu Rabba sounds like even those Rishonim who don't say that you're chayiv on three stitches without a kesher, but if you have many stitches, I don't know what many means, but if you have many stitches, you're chayiv without a kesher, and that's what the Gemara means by Mosea Chut Shel Tfira. So far, so good? Now, this is the Gemara according to Rashi. That right, Rashi's lashon was that you're chayiv because this Zuhi Tfira so the chayiv. Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes that Perek Yud Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes Mosea Chutzot Tfira B'Shabbes is Chayiv Mipnei Shehu Mitzarchei HaTefira. The Rambam says that you're Chayiv because this is Tzarchei HaTefira. You get the impression from the Rambam that the reason why I'm Chayiv is not because Das Heis Tfira. Because this is a necessary stage in Tfira. And the Beis Yosef learns that what the Rambam means is that before you sew, you have to pull the string tight, no? Because strings can get all mushy, all tangled, right? That's the nusach. And you have to pull the string taut in order to be able to sew properly. And that is the chiyuv out the Rambam. The chiyuv is tzarchei ha-tefira. Now comes along the Nishmas Adam. Nishmas Adam in Chaf Ches Os Beis, he says, one second, you're Chayiv Beis Yosef, according within the Rambam, for pulling that string before you sew, but you're not even Chayiv for Tfira Achas. You're not even Chayiv for Shtei Tfiras unless you tie a knot. Hayitolein, they give me Chayiv for pulling the string before I sew, if I'm not even Chayiv when I tie, when I do two stitches without a knot after, Hayitolein, you can be Chayiv in that case. That's not Mistaber, says the Nishmas Adam. Rather, the Nishmas Adam says, even though the Magid Mishnah and the Beis Yosef are assuming that there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam over here. And the Rashi says that this is Tfira. And the Rambam says it's Tzarchei Tfira. Says the Nishmas Adam, Rashi and the Rambam really aren't disagreeing. The case is after the Beged was sewn, you're pulling the parts of the Beged together, like we explained within Rashi. And Rambam and Rashi is all the same according to the Nishmas Adam. Good? According to Nishmas Adam, Rashi and Rambam are all the same. Now, the Ar Sameach points out in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph that the Rambam's Lashon, that this is Tzarchei HaTefira, is not a Lashon that's found only by the Melach of Tofer. You see, the Rambam has this type of Lashon, that Tzarchei to be Chayiv, in a few other places. Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, with respect to the melacha of mevashel on Shabbos, if one person puts mayim, echa nosan basar, echa nosan tavlan, ba'acher v'higis, one guy comes and stirs the pot, you're all chayiv. Why? Shekol ha'osu davar mitzarchei habishol harezim mevashel. Tzarchei habishol means hagasa. Rambam, perek tes, halacha yud aleph. Mechabes begadim is a tolda of melabin and yachayiv. Sochetas habeged, I squeeze it out, I wring it out, in order to be motzi the mayim. That's mechabes. Shehaschita mitzarchei hakibos. Kimo hahagasa mitzarchei habishol. Rabbi writes, schita, squeezing a beged, is tzarchei hakibos. Just like hagasa is tzarchei habishol. So I see this nusach in the Rambam of tzarchei a few different places. Now, how far do you go with this? The Radvaz writes that tzorech of any malacha is going to be chayiv. And therefore the Radvaz has an unbelievable chiddush. The Radvaz says, if I take a seed and I soak the seed to soften it, so that when I put that seed in the ground, it will germinate. Hareza mitzarchei hazriya v'chayiv. Wowza. Tzarchei hazriya. Now, that is taking the approach of the Beis Yosef, that Tzarchei means before the Malacha happens. However, the El Yerava, in Eis Yudalin, in Simen Shinmem, the El Yerava says that's not the Pshat in the Rambam. That's not the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, Shulchan Aruch doesn't use this notion. Not the Pshat in the Rambam. Zok the El Yerava, Tzarchei HaTefira means Azoi. Let's say I sew two pieces of cloth together and I have a kesher on it. So I violated the malach of Teifer. And then over time, that string begins to loosen and the parts of the beged move apart from each other. And then I pull that string to bring the parts of the beged closer together. That's very similar to Rashi's later. But Zog to the El Yerava, what the Rambam really means is that I'm pulling the parts of the beged together, and then I plan subsequently to sew that beged. No? It begins, over time, my shirt begins to move apart. I then try to bring it back together, so that I will sew after. B'kahai gavna, that is Tzarchei HaTefira. Tzarchei HaTefira is not pulling a string before you sew. Tzarchei HaTefira in the Rambam is pulling the string after you sewed it, in order to sew it again. That's what the El Yerava says. And the El Yerava writes, this explains the sequence in the Gemara. The Gemara is a little bit strange. We have Moseya Chutcho Tefira, not right after Taifer, we have it after Kareya. Why does the Gemara do that? Zokhne El Yerava, I'll tell you the Pshat. The Pshat is because you already sewed the beged, it begins to fall apart, you have a Yiriyah Shanafa Vadarna, that's Tzarchei HaTefira. The Kriya is Tzarchei HaTefira. Similarly, the Moseya Chutcho Tefira is after it was sewn. One could argue that all the cases in Rambam of Tzarchei HaWhatever is talking about nothing afterwards. Mashal Mahadavar Domen. Hagasa is Tzarchei HaBishol. You know what that means for the Rambam? Hagasa, I put the food in the pot, and then after it's already cooking, I want it to cook a little bit more and a little bit better. Isn't that what the Rambam means? Let's talk about Schita. Schita is Tzarchei HaKibos, like Hagasa is Tzarchei HaBishol. When do you wring out the beged? You wring out the beged after you did the wash, after it's in wash, after it washed,
Then you bring it out, no? It's not them. It's after the Maisa. Look over that Oyarabba's pshat is absolutely correct. But the Oyarabba's telling us is against the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef has a big fetish. He says that pulling the string before you sow is tzarfei hatfirin in michayim. That might lead in the direction of that radvaz, which is like a collector's item. But according to the Oyarabba, the pshat is no. After you, right? After you sowed, that's the ofen.
What's the
mitzvah
there that you almost say after you
sowed? The mitzvah says, I sewed it up a while ago, it begins to fall apart, then I pull the string to keep the pieces together so that I will sew it again. That's the way the Eliyahu understands it. Now I should point out that if you look at the Pirush of Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of this Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel says that if you are Moseach HaChut Shel Tfira, you're Chayiv Mishom Toveh. Toveh. Toveh means preparing thread to prepare for sewing. No? That would be like the Beis Yosef Mitzias, that you're pulling the string in order to be able to sew afterwards. But for the Rabbeinu Chananel, you're not chayiv for toifer in that situation. You're only chayiv because it's a different malacha, the malacha of toveh. And the Radvaz's chiddush would not be correct. The Radvaz's chiddush that this applies by all malachos would not be correct. Now you don't get the impression this is what the Rambam means, because the Rambam speaks about sorech ha tefirah, tzarchei tefirah. You don't get the impression that's a different malacha of toveh, but there's more to say. I want to speak about Ambusha, but I didn't get there. Look at that Oyarabba. He has a little ha'orim about Ambusha. Also, I apologize that we're late for Minta.